Huh?
This is 2.5 hours at a shop.
You go inside, I'll be self-conscious.
I'm just reading this here.
Well, we were gonna put in a story which you told me last time at the end of the evening after I had packed up the equipment. And it struck me at the time, and no less so in retrospect, as being in part certainly a key to you. And it's this
one of three keys.
Well, I don't know how many keys there are, and I wouldn't be caught trying to guess, but certainly in terms of what you told me,
yeah,
this is a key.
Mm-hmm.
And it involves the, in part, the demands of a climate, an atmosphere to which you aspired as best you could in terms of what you had by way of finances. You had to, you know, cut and shape, and you made some alterations in terms of the novel design with respect to bloomers which were required, which was uniquely you. And the
I did the same thing at Macy's. I changed from black to blue.
I think we ought to put this in its context. This is the high school,
yeah,
isn't it?
Wadley High School.
Yeah. And the girls there were of
Wadley High School is on the west side.
Mm-hmm.
And in reverse to the current trend, the west side was the fancy part of town, and the east side was the, well, not like the east side of downtown,
no.
I mean, which was slums, but the east side was not up to the west side. I mean, completely in reverse to the present picture. Well, in any event, since I was an offbeat kid, I read and I drew and I worked and so on. My interests were very, very unlike other girls' interests. You know, I didn't play much, and I wasn't interested in boys or anything like that. I was much too busy. So when I got to Wadley, and at an exceptionally young age, if you've checked my...
You skipped.
I skipped everything. And so I got there very early, and Dr. Lee, the then superintendent, decided that I was bright enough to do the high school in 3 years. I mean, he understood me to a degree, and I made it very clear, since there was a big discussion about my having moved from the PS 119 area to 105th Street, that I just, you know, I had to be transferred like all the kids. Well, the principal, everybody at the school carried on. I couldn't be transferred, so I had to stay in that school. And he realized I was very proud because my teachers offered to pay my fare every day. It was quite a walk, you know, it was a good mile in the city, that's a lot. And I had to bring my lunch instead of going home and so on. So, and I wouldn't accept it, and I walked but distance all the time. Well, in any event, I got to high school, and after we had been registered, we went through the regular routine, went into our specific classes, and they got the okay to call me Miss Edith instead of, because there you had to be called, the rule in high schools was you had to be called by your surname. Nobody could pronounce Fabusiovich, and even when my mother cut it down to Fabusiovich, it was still impossible. So Dr. Lee gave the teachers permission to call me Miss Edith, and that was that. So we were all called to gym, which was part of our curricula, and which didn't interest me in the slightest degree, but I went willingly. And the teacher there, and all the classes, you know, assembled in mm-hmm. one gym, and the teacher specified that all of us had to get navy blue serge box pleated bloomers at such and such. She gave us the name of an organization where we could buy it. In much later life I realized she probably had a cut, but in any event we were all spoke. And she described the bloomers. Nobody wore them. She said they were box pleated, they were navy, and they were serge, and they cost $6. Well, I felt it would be, at that time, an imposition to ask my mother for $6. So, I told her I needed bloomers, and I got asked her for a buck or something.